The Shadow of Fu Manchu. Based on the stories by Sax Roma. The injection of a mysterious elixir discovered by Dr. Fu Manchu, Paolo Sui, Dr. Fu's daughter, has left Sir Lionel Barton in a state of suspended animation, and through hypnotic influence has forced him to reveal to her his method of breaking into the tomb of the Black Ape. From the tomb, she has removed certain secrets vital to the Si Fan, and has called a meeting of the Council of Seven, heads of the Dread Organization. Nayland Smith has discovered her headquarters in the city of El Kaga, and with Dr. Petrie, Superintendent Weymouth, and Shan Greville, arrives in that city intending to be present at the meeting. As they arrive near the house, Petrie and Weymouth are attacked. Smith and Greville, hearing their cries, hurry to their assistance.
There they are, Greville. Petrie, are you all right?
Yes, yes, I'm all right.
Weymouth?
All clear.
My flashlight.
No, no light. They might see it from the house. Weymouth, who are they?
Lamas, Tibetan monks, two of them.
They jumped us as we climbed into the road.
Both out?
Oh, by good luck, I managed to knock out my man.
I think I've strangled mine. He was gouging my eye, blast him.
Gad, we've found a way into that house. This is the hand of Providence.
Eh, into that house? No, it's too infernally dangerous. You can't risk that.
I've got to risk it, Weymouth. Too much at stake to hesitate. How the deuce are we going to tie them up?
Well, two of us wear turbans. It's 12 feet of stout linen. What more do we want? Give me a hand here, Greville.
Good. Right. We'll tie and gag him. Leave them down there in the hollow. Get those camel hair robes off and the headgear. Greville and I will use them. These two were bound for that meeting. We'll take their places.
There, Weymouth. I think that'll hold him.
Right. Unless someone turns him loose, he'll stay there till that linen rots. How are you coming, Petrie?
Oh, we're all set.
Get into these things, Greville. Remember the sign those Afghans used to get in? Si Fan. Then the Muslim salutation.
Yes, I know.
Weymouth, your job is to raise a party inside half an hour to surround that house. Off you go. Good luck, Petrie. I count on you both. Come on, Greville. Steady, Greville. This is it. Remember the sign.
Sang Na Li Lai.
Sang Si Fan.
Enter, honorable brothers. Follow the path to the house. Enter and be conducted further.
Nasty spot, Smith. Our chances hang by a slim thread. Suppose the monks are known to someone in that house.
If that's the case, we're lost. We've got to chance it. Can't go back now.
The groups gathered in that cafe back there were obviously strangers to each other. But there must be some central figure to whom they're all known. Wait.
What is it?
We're trapped.
How so?
One of those monks wore a silver ring set with an emerald. I noticed it as I helped Weymouth tie him up. We should have.
Mm-hmm. Look here.
You have it.
It was his mark of identity. Come on. Our hesitation will be noticed. Quiet. Here's the house.
The door's open. Do we go right in?
Yes. Oh. The old Oriental on the divan beside the closed door at the end of the hall is the Mandarin Qi Ming. If he recognizes me, we are lost. Keep your face covered with your cowl. Come on.
Look. The emerald ring on his index finger. The right hand, Smith. You quiet.
We are all brothers of the Si Fan.
Si Fan.
Your honorable identification.
It is here.
The emerald of the Si Fan. Enter and be shown to your places.
Revel, show no surprise at anything you see. Come on. Seven black cushions, two vacant. Ours?
Hope so.
Your places await you, brothers of the Si Fan. Be seated.
Sit down close behind me. Gad, this place is like a room out of the Arabian Nights.
Turk, Afghans, Dacoits, all here. We're the last. The man at your right, Sheikh Ismail, head of the Hashishin. Devil if ever there was one. Careful, he's watching. And now, Qi Ming, the meeting is about to open. Watch the dais at the end of the room. Farlow Sui will probably come through those double doors at the back.
The Council of Seven is ready.
Here she is.
Madame Ingomar.
Farlow Sui.
Welcome, brothers of the Si Fan. You, the Council of Seven, have been called to this meeting from your various distant provinces because of certain great secrets which, concealed from you for these many years, have at last been found. It is now the...
Wait! Who comes, John?
Two brothers from the Lamasari of Minganla, of the Mongolian Brotherhood.
By Catsmith, the Tibetan monks, they've gotten loose.
We're in for it.
Therefore, the two Lama monks present now are imposters.
Imposters! Aye!
The woman hasn't moved. If I can get to her, I'll cover her with my pistol. Stand perfectly still, Farlow Sui. I have a pistol at your back. Now, one wrong move and I'll kill you. Tell your crowd to settle down, quick.
Qi Ming! My brothers! Stop where you are! Well, and now, Commissioner Nayland Smith?
Know me, do you? You should. I've trailed you long enough.
What do you want?
You personally, my dear lady, will escort Mr. Greville and me from this house. Once outside...
Mr. Greville? You say he came with you? Where is he?
Ask your men. He was here a moment ago. I want him delivered unharmed outside this house. Your men will remain here. You and I leave. Quick, give the order.
Very well. Qi Ming, you and our friends remain here in this room. I shall escort Mr. Nayland Smith to the outer gate. See to it that Mr. Sean Greville is brought to me there, unharmed.
It shall be as the Lady Farlow Sui commands.
You are satisfied, Mr. Smith?
We'll see. Lead the way. And keep this in mind, my lady. If you plan to lead me into a trap, you'll find this pistol is no toy.
Come. Open the gate, Chong.
What about Greville?
He will be here presently. Tell me, Mr. Smith, how did you know I was here in Kaka, at the house of Ishmael?
Beside the point. If Shan Greville isn't here in 2 minutes...
Oh!
Well done, Ishmael. But enough for the present. The other, Shan Greville?
The Mandarin Qi Ming ordered him placed in the secret room beneath the house, lady.
Bring him to my chamber at once, and send Dr. Li King Su to me.
It shall be done, lady. And this one?
Shall be given a breath of mimosa and placed in your cellar.
where he may lie until he rots.
A taste of the knife would be better, lady. If not for them both, at least for this one. I have an old score to settle with him.
No. Place him in your cellar, and just beyond his reach, leave a jar of water. It is known in my country, Ishmael, as the protracted death.
Ah, I see Ishmael was successful. Lady Falosui, I have taken the liberty as president of the Council of Seven to issue orders.
What were they, Kiming?
I have postponed this meeting until further notice.
Why?
Do you remember the raid on a similar gathering some years ago in London?
Well?
This man, Nayland Smith, is no fool. He did not come to El Kaga alone. If this house is not already being watched, it will surely be raided within the hour.
You think so, Kiming?
I am positive, lady. Therefore, we must leave immediately. I have given orders accordingly. Those secrets found in the tomb of the Black Ape are being packed. The house must be discovered, deserted, and we must move quickly.
Oh, the devil, Weymouth.
This delay while the Mudir makes up his mind is maddening.
It is. Official red tape is an infernal nuisance at such times.
Smith said half an hour. It's been an hour and more since we left them. Why the devil doesn't the old Arab move?
The Mudir has given orders, Effendi. There will be 20 members of the local police at your disposal immediately.
Oh, thank heaven.
My respects to the Mudir and thank him for his prompt action. The police
are already on the way to the house of Ishmael under the able leadership of Chief Ali Yusuf.
Good. Come along, Petrie. Pray heaven we're not too late.
Well, here we are. Well, the place looks deserted. Not a light showing.
You wish the house surrounded, Weymouth Effendi.
We're too late for that. We're going in.
It shall be as the Effendi commands. I and my men are under his orders.
Jove, Weymouth, the gate's open. Come on, men.
Hurry. Search the place from roof to cellar. Don't miss so much as a rat hole. Chief, send some of your men to the upper floor. You and the rest come with us.
Awa, Weymouth Effendi. It is done. Hang.
By the gods, Petrie, there isn't a soul in the place. It's as empty as a tomb.
But Smith and Gribble, they must be somewhere.
Weymouth Effendi, I just found this on the floor.
Pocket handkerchief, initial G in the corner. By gad, it's Greville's.
They've gone, Weymouth. And they've taken Smith and Gribble with them.
Shadow of Fu Manchu.